On-demand music app development. Do you recall a period when your sole access to music came from CD collections, and you had to either buy new CDs or trade them with your peers to try something different? Thanks to music applications like Apple Music and Spotify, you may now listen to any song by any artist that is accessible online. Furthermore, such apps set new benchmarks for music applications, dictating that they have to be quick, require little resources, and allow users to download tunes with only a few clicks. Additionally, there are several kinds of music applications, including retail, streaming, and storage apps. Additionally, you should select the app type and look over its primary features if you're thinking about creating a music application. This piece of writing will assist you through the process of on-demand music app development. 1. Select the on-demand music app type. We are unaware of the variety of music applications available on the market until we use them. However, you have to pick among these options if you want to make your own on-demand music app. Dash Music Store. Dash Music Streaming. Dash Storage for Music. Apps for streaming music. The most popular music streaming applications are those like SoundCloud, Spotify, and Apple Music. The main functions of the music streaming app are to play music from the service's databases, create personalized playlists, and recommend related songs. The primary components of applications for streaming music are Dash Finding. The ability to find comparable genres and have access to the music are key elements in fostering user engagement. Recommendations. You must include a recommender engine into your music streaming app in order to give customers recommendations that are more relevant to them. Dash Deep Classification and Personalization. Period, genre, performer association, solo albums of band members, or more ephemeral qualities like the composition's mood, happy, melancholy, romantic, tone, dark, gloomy, sunny, or speed, quick, slow, waltz, can all be used to categorize the music. Dash Social Media. Custom playlists can be used as instructional or promotional resources. Users may thus utilize social media networks to share playlists with others. How to make a music app like Spotify. In addition, like we did for the Spot News project, you may include a pre-made solution, like the Spotify API, into an already existing app to provide users with a special experience. The purpose of Spot News is to assist users in staying up to date on news while enjoying their preferred Spotify music. We utilized the Spotify SDK for Spot News so that users could approve the app using their current Spotify account. Applications for the Music Store. Applications for music stores are an extension of streaming music services that focus more heavily on business trade. This niche includes programs like YouTube Music, GarageBand, and Pandora. The primary attributes of applications for music stores are revenue generation. Most contemporary music shop apps urge users to purchase the album or subscribe in order to access premium content. Dash participation. Applications for music stores employ traditional e-commerce engagement strategies like incentives, special deals, and seasonal discounts in addition to using music as the main source of customer interaction. Dash Reactions. The networking component is even more noticeable since music store applications welcome user feedback in the form of reviews and comments that assist other users in making decisions about what to buy. Take into account these specifications while creating an app for a music store. Large inventory of licensed products, including related items and physical material. Combining payment systems with one another. Connectivity with social media networks, qualities that prevent fraud. Apps for storing music. Music players like Google Music and Amazon Music are examples of music storage applications. These applications are directly connected to your storage, which might be either the local storage of your phone or universal cloud storage. You could create your own music player in a sense, one that is entirely user-curated. The primary characteristics for developing music player apps are Dash Transferring. These apps have a music store function in addition to external upload support. Dash Personalization. A music storage app's goal is to carefully choose and arrange the media in a highly personalized way. Dash Replay. A playback function that may include a large amount of custom sound equalization and other playlist modification capabilities is the essential component of this kind of application. How is an app for a music player made? In order to do it, you must. Integration with external cloud services like Amazon Web Services, AWS, and Google Cloud, adaptability to a wide range of media formats. Scalability to ensure seamless media playing integration with payment processors like Braintree, Stripe, and PayPal. What remedies are we able to provide? 2. Choose the music app's primary features. Take a look at the list of essential music app features below if you need inspiration on how to create one. Enrollment or affiliating, an important feature that allows the user to synchronize his music and playlist while using the service with only a few taps. You can leverage social media permission to quickly acquire new users. Follow up on the search. If you allow consumers to select the music they want to hear, you will gain a devoted following of users. List of, to assist consumers in determining the quantity of music material your service delivers, provide them access to a music catalog. Although it may seem apparent, there are many poor examples of developers ignoring this functionality on the market. Notifications via push. According to recent study, push notifications increase engagement in every category except music applications, where they have the greatest effect. The graphic below illustrates how precisely. Additional aspects to think about. When the time comes to add more features to your software and make it better, you may take this list into consideration for the second iteration of development. Superior output. Since the most important aspects of top services are nearly identical, the app's functionality might end up being the decisive factor. The application must operate quickly and with little resource use. When a listener selects a song, the music should begin to play in fewer than 300 milliseconds. Bitrates. Music has to be digitized or divided into a number of discrete audio snippets in order to be streamed. Our brains then combine all of these still images to create a single, continuous sound. Bitrate is the term used to describe music streaming quality. For mobile applications, there are three distinct audio quality options. Normal, 96 kbps. High, 160 kbps. Extreme, 320 kbps. 3. Create an MVP for a music app. What is the price of creating a music app? Regretfully, there isn't a universal solution. The number of platforms, developer expertise, amount of third-party connections, and other factors all affect how much it costs to design a music app. At this point, we advise you to think about creating an MVP for your app in order to validate your company concept and determine whether or not people will find your product appealing. Consider developing a music app? 4. Make money off of your music app. You may use the following monetization strategies to increase the profitability of your own music app for iPhone and other devices. Monthly payments. There are two varieties in this monetization model: dash free for all. With a free account, the user has access to the essential functions of a music app. However, premium features like making playlists, playing high-quality music offline, and storing tracks offline are not available. Dash time of trial. This form of monetization is applied to the Tidal Music app. The user provides card and format,